The latest from podnews.net. The sold out She Podcasts live event will be streaming live via Podbean. It's been announced. The full schedule for the live stream has been posted on the Podbean website. It's made possible by Podbean Live, a new podcast live stream platform launched this week. It's free to all Podbean users and also free to anyone else who wishes to request access. You'll find a link from our show notes and our newsletter today. Podchaser now has 3 million podcast credits. The IMDb of podcasting has posted in a tweet. We show selected data in our podcast pages, and anyone can add credits like hosts, producers, and musicians to podcasts. Podcast analytics is turning into a political story in Memphis, in Tennessee, where the city of Memphis has spent $75,000 with a company called Kudzukian to produce 2 podcasts. According to a year-in-review presentation, says a story from Fox 13, breathlessly, Kudzukian claims Best in Blue has 22,000 listens monthly, but the contract states the average reach is only 6,000. Listens, of course, isn't the same as reach, otherwise known as unique users. Branded podcast producer Fresh Air Production has a new head of content. Michaela Hallam joins the company from the BBC, where she was creative head of audio at BBC Creative, the corporation's in-house agency. Indian podcast host Hubhopper has just launched a personal podcast website tool. The main stage lineup for the second Vancouver Podcast Festival has been revealed. Magellan is looking back at Black Friday or Cyber Monday podcast advertising stats from last year in the US. There's a new podcast app out there called PodTalk, which lets your listeners add time-stamped comments with text or voice as they listen to your podcasts, and others can then listen to those comments as they listen to the show. And your help, please. If you're aware of any podcast apps or platforms that put adverts before other people's podcasts, we'd like to hear about them. We've some evidence of one US podcast app doing it. We'd like to hear about more. For a story, please, editor@podnews.net will find us. And in podcasts today, the Contrarian Investor podcast from Nathaniel E. Baker is a weekly podcast featuring an interview with a personality from the investment world. Baker once worked at Bloomberg News. And that's the latest from our newsletter today at podnews.net.
Welcome to the Camp Monsters podcast. We'll travel the country, sit around campfires, and talk about that thing that ran across the trail in the middle of the night, just beyond the beam of your flashlight. By that time you were walking through the woods in the rain, and all of a sudden, you knew without seeing that there was something hiding among the trees just ahead. These are the stories of things that cannot be. Impossible encounters with impossible creatures in the wildest corners of North America. A wolfman with bat wings 30 feet across. An enormous eel in America's most popular lake. A frog half the size of a man. Something terrible that howls in the Ozark nights. We'll hear the stories of the people who have suddenly come face to face with things that they can't explain. No one can explain. We certainly won't explain them. It's up to you to decide what you believe and how to explain away the things you don't. So come up closer to the fire. Let's hear the next legend. Camp Monsters is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.